Welcome, listeners, to another edition of the Indian Cycling Podcast brought to you by The Bike Affair. This is your host, Harsha. I have our co-host, Gokul, joining me remotely.
Hi, everyone. We are in the face of unlockdown, and the first question that comes to all of us cyclists is whether I should take out my bike and ride after all those hours on the trainer.
Yeah, I have many questions, like how far should I go? Should I invite 20 people to ride with me? Should I wear a mask? Should I wear a PPE kit if I can actually get my hands on one?
PPE kit, huh? That's interesting. Huh? Won't be very aero though. Anyways, to answer that and from the medical point of view, we have Dr. Pawan with us. He is no stranger. He has been with us earlier as well. So let's, however, restart with Pawan giving a brief introduction about himself.
Hi, Gokul. Hi, Harsha. Hi, listeners. I am Pawan. I am actually a doctor. My specialization is I'm the chief of critical care at a corporate hospital in Hyderabad. So, yes, I've been taking care of the COVID cases for the past 4 months now. One of those guys who initially started off taking COVID in the private section, despite the government saying outside that the private were not taking in, we were actually taking it. So for the past 4 months, we have been dealing with COVID. So yes, I'm the expert in Hyderabad, you may say that. And I'm also a cyclist. So in that sense, I can figure out what most of the cyclists would be having on their mind when you want to go for a ride. So in that context, yes, probably I'm the best bet for you to get your answers.
Well, that's awesome. Before we start, I think we owe you and all your colleagues a great thanks from all of our citizens. I think how you guys go ahead and help all of us at this time of need is really something which is beyond words to express our gratitude. Thank you, Dr. Pawan, and all of your colleagues.
Thank you, Gokul. The working staff definitely needs a lot of motivation. And as a leader, I've been doing that for my team, my staff, my nurses, my housekeeping, and people in the hospital, definitely. It's a lot of tough job, actually. Completely different. It has changed the dynamics. It come to a point where we are dealing only with COVID and other diseases seem to have just vanished. Right, Gokul, I think we'll head to the questions for the cycling.
So I will run through the questions I have. The first one is, Pawan.
Yes.
Would I go out for a ride tomorrow morning?
Yeah, if it's not raining, yes, probably. See, the problem in Corona, what we see is that it's not something in the air. You can go out to ride. It's not something which is transmitted in the air. It's not some virus which is floating in the air. You can go out to ride, especially in the open air. Yeah, you can go out and ride.
Yeah. So, you can go out to ride, but we live in a society where some people have a genuine panic about this pandemic, and there is also a completely different set of people who are totally reckless. They don't wear a mask, they don't bother about social distancing, and when you see a group of people like that, you kind of wonder, should I just stay home and do some exercise, even if it's rather imperfect? I mean, from a medical point of view, what is the thought process behind going out and getting some fresh air?
See, the basic idea in this is now there are two things to it. One is that there's a lot of misinformation goes out, because you have now social media, you have WhatsApp, you have Facebook continuously barging in for headlines going in. Definitely this coronavirus has a special peculiarity, is that the person who might be infected may not be having much symptoms. So he may have mild symptoms, or he may be even asymptomatic. So the point is that that gentleman can go around spreading the virus to a lot of other guys, and the virus stays for probably for 14 days in the patient's nostrils. So that is, in effect, he can continue to give it for a longer duration of time. Now, the way the infection is actually carried is nothing different from regular flu, because it is also a virus similar to the flu. But in the same way, it is only spread through droplets. There is very little way that it can just aerosol or it can float in the air. It can spread through fomites, but with an immediate vicinity or within an immediate time span. You can't expect a parcel coming from Amazon to carry the virus. You can't expect something coming from China to have the virus. Or if you go to the market and see there is some fruit or something, you buy it and bring it home, and you can't expect the virus to sit down and get infected because of that. So the major way of route of transmission is through person to person, and sometimes a fomite, such as using your fingers or an object that you've been, or a patient who's carrying it, and then giving it immediately to a person, and then that virus is transmitted through that. But it's of very remote possibility. Majority of the possibility is a person sneezing or coughing and giving out the virus, or in close contact. So if you're expecting to catch the virus, the major chance is that if you are near to a person, which we call a close contact. When you say a close contact, is when you have contact with a person in close proximity without any wearing any mask of whatever kind, maybe even a triple layer cloth, we say a triple layer mask, which is a simple surgical mask. And you're spending more than 15 to 30 minutes in close proximity. There is a chance that you might get an infection. Now, when you go out for a ride, this kind of opportunity for the virus to get transmitted is very remote, because you wouldn't spend that sort of a time unless you are sitting together and probably doing a puncture, or you probably sit together and have some tea or coffee across the table, and one of them is actually having clear symptoms. So apart from that, I think there's not much of a chance of picking up the infection when you're actually riding it with a minimum distance, or if you're wearing some sort of a mask in a very accidental or inadvertent, somebody coughs or sneezes next to you.
So I am a big fan of WhatsApp University. So please indulge this question.
Let me tell you this, because this is not, see, the first time in, let's turn back the clock to 2009, when we had swine flu, and I was again dealing the swine flu. At that time, we would call it a pandemic, not call a pandemic, but we'll call it an epidemic, because it was hitting few countries. So at that time, even probably the travel was not as much as we are doing now. The international travel is so easy nowadays, and there are a lot of people moving in and out for countries faster. Even swine flu was the same in 2009, but we didn't have WhatsApp, we didn't have Facebook much at that point of time. Facebook was probably just coming in. So the info was not this much what you're saying. It scares you out of proportion now. Let me tell you, if swine flu came in now, and the way it affected young people, because the earlier swine flu was in 1973 or so. So all those guys who were born after 1973 didn't have any antibodies to swine flu. And it was hitting all young people. There are a lot of young people who died with swine flu in 2009. If such a situation happens, or such, if corona used to kill young people more now, things would have been completely gone berserk. It is not. So swine flu in 2009 was more dangerous than corona is, as far as killing power would, I would say. But now, because we have WhatsApp, we have Facebook, the info is rapidly spread. We now know that elderly people get more affected with corona. And we have few people, yes, young people also get affected. I wouldn't say that young people are not getting affected. Yes, young people people get sick, but then there are always outliers in the population. Majority are the elderly. Young people, a few of them will definitely get sick. But then in 80% of them, it's very mild infection. Some people will be around 20% would not even have symptoms of the 80%. So you wouldn't even know that you had corona. And that's actually a way that it actually spreads out. But 80% of the time, it is mild infection. Mild in sense, you may have a fever, you may have a backache, you may have some sort of myalgia, that is muscle pains. You may have a high-grade fever. It's like the flu. You have a flu, but the flu is severe enough that you will fall sick within 2-3 days and you won't go around. But with the corona, the fever is mild. It's there for one time of a day. So you may be going around and spreading it out. So in that essence, I would say the swine flu in 2009 was very devastating because it would affect all youngsters more. So, and we lost a lot of people in 2009, but over the years we have then got better and better of how to manage these cases with lung damage. And then now for the last 5 years, I barely had anybody dying from swine flu. Now we have this, yes, this is proving another challenge to us. So it's causing a lot of problem now in those who were severely affected. Owing to the huge population India has, definitely there will be a lot of people who get affected and you will see horror stories around. But then you have to remember 80% of them will have a mild infection, especially the young, especially those under 45, 50 would not be much affected. Only a few, yes, definitely will be get affected. But then look at the population, the numbers we are in.
Okay. So I want to still finish this wonderful WhatsApp question that I have. Really, this has been bugging me and I haven't gotten an answer. So apparently there was a cat which came from Wuhan in a shipping container to Chennai. And it is suspected to have coronavirus, obviously. So my question to you is, there is this dog when I cross my apartment building that chases me literally every time I go out. Should I be worried about that guy?
Dog, yes, because it likes cyclists.
Oh, so God.
Dogs always chases. I think when I go to cycling, I'm not afraid of anything. I'm only afraid of the dogs on the street.
Yeah, me too.
But so in that essence, yeah, you should be running away from the dogs.
My default position is running away from the dogs. Should I run away so far that
see, let me tell you what happens is now everybody has got enough awareness over a period of lockdown, so much of information going around. Everybody is reasonably aware of the situation. And when you have even a mild symptom now, you know that things are not, maybe it's the corona. You start looking at yourself and say, is it corona? Is it COVID? So everybody's got that sort of an awareness going on. So in that sense, they're sticking to wearing masks. They're not going out. They may probably isolate themselves if they have a fever or even a mild sore throat or something. People are getting aware of it and then they're kind of sticking in to sit at home. Now, your only problem is to get the infection from these gentlemen who are having these mild symptoms. Now, the infectivity of an asymptomatic person is also not clearly known whether these guys actually infect you. So in that essence, actually, I would say rather you may get an infection from your family member or a close friends or at work, if you're all, you know, because your colleagues, because you drop your guard there when you sit for lunch together or you sit for a drink probably with your friends, that's where you are a little callous. So you're not too protective about yourself. Now, whatever you will do, you will not get it from your market. You will not get it from your grocer. You will get it from your family member. Because that's where you would think that my friend, my family member wouldn't have actually this. But then that's where you actually get the infection from.
What is your take? I have been wearing the masks
When I'm riding, unless I go on to the outskirts of the city, or I'm riding very hard, and I don't seem to have much of an issue wearing a mask. So I just tend to wear it, because especially when you're getting out of the city, you don't know, you wait at a traffic signal, suddenly auto pulls up with 20 people inside. So so I just keep wearing my mask. So do you think it is required or not?
Yeah, I mean, see, the limitations are there, because when you're cycling and then you can't use a very thick mask, and it will put a lot of effort on your breathing. What we normally do is wear a simple dust protective mask, isn't it? So when you're cycling, normally, even in the winter, when you're going out, or when you're normally going out cycling, some people have the habit of wearing this scarves or bandanas,
correct,
which are thin, and then they can help you breathe in and out well. Or you want to just drop it down a bit, or when you are, let's say, in a traffic junction, like if you're doing a city rides, you would want to pull it at this junction to keep it on over your nose. So those things are fine. I think you can just use a simple mask of that sort, because see, the basic idea is that these masks may help you out when there are droplets. It'll just kind of protect you from the amount of virus that may come in your place, unless they come near very close. Like I said, the spread is only when you have a close contact for more than 15 minutes. Yeah. It won't just happen just by somebody passing you and coughing on you. So you need to have at least 15 minutes of close contact with somebody who's got symptoms.
Okay. Interesting. So I have another tough one for you. How long do you think we'll have to follow these measures? How much more time will these things exist? Can you be Nostradamus?
I think this is going to go on. Corona will become a part and parcel of our life, like swine flu is now. Okay. People will essentially develop immunity over to it.
Okay.
Now, for that to happen, what we call as a herd immunity kind of thing, around 60% of the population should get it. So you will keep seeing corona patients dying from corona patients. You would have heard of somebody's grandfather, you know, getting sick, or somebody's father getting sick because of corona and getting admitted long after this year. So, but then that becomes a rare occurrence now. So after, I think up till December, we might be seeing this. The number of cases will keep on going in. But since we had some awareness, now if we didn't have the lockdown, things would have been completely drastic and bad. But then because of the lockdown, there has been some preparations going on. Hospitals are slowly gearing up to understand what's happening. We are the last to hit when you compare it with the Europe, US. So we have their experiences to bank upon. So at this point of time, we are trying to understand how things are. Now, because of the lockdown, we got some time to prepare and to get some sort of information dissipated. People are getting more and more aware.
Okay.
Everybody knows what's a corona. Even a small kid knows what is COVID now.
Okay.
So in that sense, I think we're getting more and more aware. But then the only way out is either you get a vaccine or you get the infection. Hopefully it's a mild one, and then you get out of it.
Okay. So again, from a preventive point of view, one of the, since I'm also a coach, we always work with various parameters and how to balance the workouts and recovery. And right now in this present scenario, the immunity or the way our workouts affect immunity is also a big question a lot of athletes have. So, and based on my research, I know that a moderate intensity workout for about 40 minutes a day is supposed to boost your immunity, whereas a very hard workout or a long workout may actually decrease your immunity immediately after the workout. So do you have any suggestions on what kind of workouts or what intensities we can do? Or if we do high intensity workouts, are there any additional precautions you should take?
See, the funny part about this virus is that it hits the lungs, irrespective of whether you have major symptoms, mild symptoms, it is going to affect the lungs. Okay. That's a major challenge. And what we have seen is, we've been doing CT scans for almost all who come into the hospital, even before surgery, or for patients who get admitted in the hospital even with mild symptoms. And we are seeing every CT lung involvement. Okay. So even patients who are asymptomatic, we are seeing the lung involvement with that. So we don't know in the long haul how much is it going to affect. So what effect it has on your lung capacity. Especially we know that those who are very sick, who go on the ventilator and stuff like that, they will have definitely some impairment. It will take definitely a long time for them to go back to their baseline status. So, but milder forms, what we are seeing on the CT, we see them on CT, that's nice shadows, which we call typically ground glassing opacities on the CT scans, which we are seeing in even asymptomatic eyes. But so we don't know what's the long-term sequelae for these things, whether the lung heals properly or do you have some sort of a effect on it. So frankly, we don't know about it. But when you say to boost up your immunity, get down on that, I think you have to rely on your time-tested things, probably getting your supplements in, probably eat natural, eat healthy, get a balanced diet in, get your proteins properly if you are into high intensity workouts, and probably also getting your B complex vitamins. Yeah, vitamin C is oversold now. Everybody is popping vitamin C and zinc.
Mm.
But then if you can have it naturally, that's fine. You can get some amla, goas, you know, those kind of things. It's fine. You can get your citrus lemon water.
Mm. Cool.
Fine to get your vitamin C. But again, I think vitamin B complex is one, especially vegetarians, I see. Vegetarians have a deficiency in vitamin B12, which is usually found only in meat products. So yes, B complexes. Some people, the vegetarians, some people have the habit of getting in IM shots of the injections of vitamin B complex. So I think vitamin B, even I've seen funny part is vitamin D, though, cycling, spending a lot of time outdoors, there is a vitamin D deficiency. So yeah, get your vitamins in, get your supplements in, eat natural, eat healthy, and proteins, yeah, whatever whey protein you want. If you're into high intensity, probably egg is the best one. If you eat eggs, and anyhow, meat lovers, Hyderabadis are all biryani lovers, so they'll get enough protein. Vegetarians like Gokul have the problem. So yeah, if you can have egg is a complete source of protein, good source of protein, and a cheaper source. So if you can include eggs into your diet, that should be good.
Before we sign off, one last question is it okay to ride in groups, or are there any additional, obviously we have by now understood that there are no more chai stops involved in the rides for considering the social distancing, but is riding in groups okay? What is your take on that?
I mean, yeah, definitely the smaller the group, the smaller groups are fine, 5 or 7.
Okay.
Too big, no, 20, 30 is a no-no, I would believe, because we don't know who's carrying the virus. So I think 7 to 10, so up to 7 is fine.
Okay.
But at the same time, you know, you don't crowd at one spot once you take a break.
Okay.
You know, not spending much time. So basically some people have the habit of sitting together. Like I said, you know, have a tea, have a cup of coffee, all those things. If you can try to minimize those stops, and then fine, you can catch hold for a breath for some time, wait for the others to join in, keep a little distance. Usually we say 6 feet is the distance that of separation, where even if somebody coughs on your face, the virus wouldn't travel that far. So the droplets wouldn't fall that far, especially in an open area. That's not much of a problem because the wind is there and it's an open, the dispersal is far away. So, and yes, and if you are a symptom, if you have some sort of a niggle, if you feel that you may have some sort of a mild fever or you may be having some signs and symptoms of the corona, better not to go for the ride. Sit out at home, isolate yourselves, figure out what's wrong. So that's what I'm saying. I mean, it should just be a little, you know, somebody who's taking care of it for the others. So if you are sick, don't go for the ride, first thing.
Okay. Yeah, makes sense. Makes sense. Thank you, Dr. Pawan. It was very good to talk to you and get some of our doubts clarified. I think we'll be able to ride more confidently outdoors with all this information now. Thank you, Dr. Pawan.
Thank you, Gokul, for having me. Thank you, Harsha.
Thanks, Pawan. I really appreciate you being here. I know it's a very busy time for you, but thanks for taking the time out. I'm glad to be here.